Along with death and taxes, there is another certainty in this life, and that is election signs. Each election period, billboards and yard signs sprout from every available green space to prominently display the face, party, and tagline of candidates in the hopes that the sheer volume of bombardment will convince you to vote for them. Whether or not the tactic works remains to be seen, but nevertheless, necessity or nuisance, they are there. But are they allowed to be? In a now-removed Reddit post, a Vancouver resident shared that civic election mayoral hopeful Colleen Hardwick erected a large sign in their yard without permission, something that candidates aren't allowed to do. However, there's a twist to this story. Hardwick's team followed up regarding the sign's placement and informed VIA over email that the landlord had given full permission to Team for a Livable Vancouver to put signs up at his property. His tenant was the one complaining, and the landlord was not notified by the tenant of having a problem with the sign being there or if it had been installed with the permission of the landlord, nor was it raised with Team. However, they are not the only ones to have experienced this problem. If you are a property owner, here's what to know. Where are election signs allowed in Vancouver, and how can you have them removed? According to a document published by the City of Vancouver's Engineering Services, placement of election political signage is regulated in the City of Vancouver through the sign by law and street and traffic by law. It dictates that signage is not allowed on city property, including the area between the sidewalk and the street, boulevards, street center medians, including on boundary road, on poles or structures such as utility or postboxes, sidewalks and roadways. However, there is an exception during an election. Then signage is only allowed between the back of the sidewalk and an adjoining private property with the permission of the property owner. Election materials may also be posted using the city's poster cylinders on designated lamps throughout the city. But all other placement is subject to impoundment at the expense of the party or candidate. The city may also charge a minimum removal fee and impoundment charge of $100 per sign. If a candidate or political party installs a sign in someone's yard in Vancouver without permission, the property owner can call 311 to remove it, which would be preferable if it is large and poses a safety risk to take it down alone, or they can remove it themselves. This story has been updated as information became available.